C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, me maradare. Figli mi accutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ne avessi a ulo, io va, io viene sempre a calare dal mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalata, figlia mia.
Oh mamma, la 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 la. Oh mamma, zuma zuma baccalata. Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. And another week of insanity. Our new Trends Journal just went out yesterday. And the cover of it, you could go to our website, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And we have faces of two people fighting with each other. And under it, it says USA, and that's crossed out. And under it, it's DSA. Divided States of America. Here we are. It's a reality show, man. And it's a poor reality in what it is. Anyway, on the big international news front, what's going on recently with the Arab Little League throwing one of its members out. Is Qatar got thrown out by Saudi Arabia, our new ally that Donald Trump loves so much, the beheaders-in-chief. So they threw out Qatar basically for two reasons. Number one is that they're close to Iran and want to keep doing business with them. And Qatar, by the way, is the richest country in the world per population and income, small country. But they sell more gas than anybody else in the world, a tiny little joint. And they want to do business. And Saudi Arabia is anti-Iranian, the Wahhabis. They're still hanging on to this grudge of, you know, what happened between, you know, something about the Prophet Muhammad back in who knows when. So you got the Sunni and the Shia. Still fighting that war. And Trump is a big supporter of Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's, you want to talk about a murderous bunch of people. Oh, I know. He sold them $110 billion worth of weapons. You know, Obama sold them $115 billion, but nobody talks about that. So it's about the military-industrial complex and also, of course, under Obama from Washington, D.C., where they announced it, the Saudis announced that they were going to invade Yemen because they don't like them Houthis and they want to put in their dictator. And the United States, of course, is supplying them with the armaments, with air refueling, and reconnaissance. And the reconnaissance is working well. They've only slaughtered about 12,000 people so far, a few million and living in starvation conditions, and now cholera is affecting about 500,000 people. So the intelligence is working great because it's at the level of military intelligence that this country's had and continues to promote, which is immorality, ignorance, and arrogance. These cats are a bunch of losers, and nobody likes to call a spade a spade. All they do is murder people, and there's no results for it other than more hatred building. Just like what happened over there in the UK. Another London Bridge incident. Manchester before that, London Bridge one before that. And I love this story, yes, front page story, in the toilet paper record, that disgusting propaganda sheet called the New York Times. The front page story, of course, big picture. I love these tough guys, all these guys in the military holding all these armaments. I love it. Attack on Paris officer at Notre Dame. The man who wielded a hammer shouting, "This is for Syria," was shot and wounded Tuesday near the cathedral entrance. "This is for Syria. Hey, how about Mali? You forgot that one? What about Libya? How about Afghanistan? This is for Syria. It's okay." A guy, man, this cat had a hammer. He had a hammer. How many people did the United States kill today over Yemen, how many people did the United States
kill
over Iraq in Mosul? So. How many did they slaughter? Bombs away. Hundreds. Thousands. Between Syria and Iraq. One guy with a hammer, man, that makes front page story.
Don't use a hammer. And don't use gas. Gas is bad. Cluster bombs is nice. Oh, matter of fact, the cluster bombs that the United States is using, United States is selling, that the Iraqis are using. So here we are, more war heating up, and I want to go back to what's going on with Qatar. Oh, by the way, go back to 2011. You could probably Google it up. And I was on China Today talking to another arrogant guy, Qatar, by the way, Al Jazeera News, that's Qatar. And this guy from Al Jazeera, the Washington bureau chief, a Washington bureau flunky, this guy with this perfect English accent. And we're talking about the Libyan war is heating up. The murderer-in-chief Obama and Hillary Clinton, and all the liberals are sorry they aren't there. We're taking us to war. So this guy is on with me for an hour on China Today, making the case why we should go there, and I'm making the case that's none of our business. You got to tune this one in. You could go to, it's China Today, it was 2011, Gerald Celente, if you Google that in with Al Jazeera. Well, at the very end, you know, this guy kept cutting me off with this arrogant English accent, you know. And the last 10 minutes, I said, you know, I said, you've been cutting me off this whole show. Every time I bring up a point, you divert it. I said, so here's the deal. You're so interested in going into Libya. Here's what I suggest you do. Pack up yourself, your wife, your kids, and go lead the charge and send the money to go do it or shut your mouth. Well, this guy loses it at the end. That perfect English accent went into rage. And they're trying to get him off the air now because this is, the show's winding down. And he's going there and they're in there. And this is China Today. Thank you for tuning in. And he's still going off. Anyway, going back to Qatar. Keep reading between the lines. And that's what we do as trend forecasters. Do you know how much of this junk I'm reading? And you know what word keeps coming up all the time with Qatar? Iran. Iran, 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 and calling Iran the greatest sponsor of terrorism in the world. No, Qatar is, the Saudis are, and the United States. Oh, yeah, but them Iranians, they support Hezbollah. Yes, yeah, so what? You mean Hezbollah, the group that was formed after Israel invaded Lebanon and they don't want them there anymore? What did God give you that too, right? Wasn't that God was the real estate agent. And who else they, Hamas, oh yeah, they like the puppet over there they got right now for the Palestinians that does nothing. So that's who Iran supports. We can't have any of that. Them is terrorist groups. Only United States terrorist groups are good. So on Iran, it's one piece after another. I remember going back, you go back again. Current events form future trends. And you remember on this show, Progressive Radio Network, you were the first to hear it. After Trump got elected, I said there's going to be a war. It's going to be between Israel and Iran. And now it looks like it could be with anybody in Iran. And the United States is going to get involved in it. It's going to be Iran. Iran leader mocks trip by Trump. This is May 23rd. Flush from his decisive re-election victory, Iran's president struck back on Monday after a weekend of verbal affronts from the Saudi-American summit meeting, describing President Trump's visit to Riyadh as empty theatrics. Boy, that guy hit it, man. It's the presidential reality show. It's empty theatrics. Mr. Trump arrived in a region at the time when he saw 45 million Iranians participating in the elections. Mr. Rouhani, who just got elected, said. Then he visited a country that I doubt knows the definition of elections. The poor things have never seen a ballot box. Yeah, that's it. Our friends, the Saudis, who gave the Clintons all that money. Oh, yeah, and you know Hillary over there. This country's not ready to elect the women. Oh, she's talking about America. But never a word of criticism about the Saudis. Now, as long as you give us your money, we'll shut our mouths because that's what we do as low-life, immoral individuals. U.S. stirring up Iran phobia to boost arms sales to Arab nations, Tehran. U.S. President Donald Trump has deliberately accused Iran of sponsoring extremist groups in the Middle East in order to stir up Iranophobia and boost American arms sales in the region, Iran's foreign minister said in a statement. It's one piece after another. Trump and Israel unite against Iran. Mr. Netanyahu cited Iran as the unifying force in the region, saying common dangers are turning former enemies into partners. Former enemies into partners. Saudi Arabia and Iran and Israel. That was from May 23rd also. Going back to Rouhani, the president of Iran, he also ridiculed the United States' $110 billion arms deal, suggesting that it was Saudi Arabia's way of making amends for the September 11th attack. And you know that, right? If you believe the lines, the alleged lines that who knocked down the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, hit the Pentagon, 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis. Those attacks were plotted by the Saudi-born leader of Al-Qaeda, at the time, Osama bin Laden. That's right. Our friends, the Saudis. Yep, there's a lot more in Iran. They're also setting up a special CIA a special CIA or NASA Iranian only, let's do more spying on them as we prepare. So you can see where this is going. There's a lot going on with Iran. And a lot's going on also with oil prices. It's all connected. You know, they had that deal. By the way, you know, I'm not bragging, but no one has, that I know of, and will beat Goldman Sachs, every analyst out there that has come out with oil prices. We do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night since June. 3 years ago, by the way, this is on a downturn for oil prices. Excuse me. We've nailed the prices as they've been happening. Today, oil prices have just plunged another 4%. So now we're looking at Brent crude at $48 and change. 3 years ago, Brent crude was selling at $115 a barrel. Now, you're a company or a country, a dictatorship. I got to be proper. A monarchy. You all know the story. The princess kissed the frog, and the frog became a king. The monarchy of all these countries, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, all these oil-rich countries are poor in everything else. Their economies are based on oil prices. And oil prices are plunging again. There's going to be more and more social unrest. And of course, the United States has bases in the Fifth Fleet over there in Bahrain, and riots going on in Bahrain. They just slaughtered about 7 people last week. They have a predominantly Shia population, and it's run by the Sunnis. The United States has the Fifth Fleet there. They have about 10,000 troops in Qatar. Another air base. This is disgusting. Where's the outrage? What are we doing over there? Oh, we're fixing it, huh? Hey, subways ain't running no more in New York. Another outage on Monday. Stinks on Tuesday. Lousy on Wednesday. The streets in New York are a joke. The mayor's a clown. It's a freak show in everybody's face. And all the little freaks that support them. Well, we're bombing and killing millions of people around the world. Our nation is rotting in front of us. And all the clowns argue which piece of crap they like better that they call their Republicans and Democrats. De Blasio, the creep, the lowlife, the little lying freak. Hey, all you folks out there that gave them all the money to pull them horses and carriages off the street, you remember that, don't you? And he promised he was going to do it because horses shouldn't be in this kind of conditions. And then he lied to you. You know why he lied to you? Because he's a lying little lowlife, just like the rest of them. Don't forget to pay your taxes. Pay every penny of your taxes, the moronic school taxes they hit us with, the property taxes, for what? To keep murder and to keep paying off the creeps in the Senate, whether it's in New York or Washington, whether it's a state near you. All these little clown politicians, little boys and girls, most of them that never worked a day in their lives, that just keep sucking off the public tit with their pensions and benefits like you will never have. Keep paying your taxes. School taxes. There's a report that just came out yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. about the educational system, the colleges, how critical thinking the United States in the tests is the lowest about in the world of developed nations. Critical thinkers? Now, there's no critical thinkers. Just a bunch of sheeple in Slavelandia. Don't get angry. Keep taking it. Let them keep shoving it to you and keep taking it. Oh, and then go out on those protests. Oh, yeah, then you could all wear your pink pussy hats, have a great trip, all get high on it, and then do nothing else the next day. Climate change. Oh, how everybody went berserk over Trump not signing that climate change bill or joining into it. Oh, what a disgrace. Oh, I'm so upset about the climate change. Read the details of it. Nothing in it was binding. Nothing. Oh, China's going to take the lead. China's still building coal plants. By the time China comes clean, we'll all be dead. Maybe even before that. India, too. And here's the hypocrisy. Here is the hypocrisy. Trump sends in 59 missiles, slaughters innocent people in Syria, and 47 of the top newspapers in the United States, their editorials were positive on the attack. 47. One was negative. I should say 46. One was negative. And that was the Houston Chronicle. They were negative on the attack. Not because of the attack, but because it didn't fit the Constitution just right. So, the hypocrisy. Where were the liberals screaming out against war? You know what it is? You little low-life people out there, you're courageless. That's why. Because war is real. I know climate change is real, too. It doesn't take a genius to figure out if you dump trillions of tons of poison into the earth, into the water, and into the air. You think it's going to have a negative effect? But where are you? Why aren't you putting your money where your mouth is when it comes to war? Out of 47 major editorials on Trump's serious strike, only one opposed. And again, only on constitutional, not moral grounds. You liberals are immoral little creeps. You're a bunch of hypocrites that support the Democratic Party of murderers and thieves. Can't forget the thieves. Hey, remember Eric Holder? Yeah, hold this. Yeah, the guy who was the attorney general, taking care of all those white shoe boys over there on Wall Street, too big to jail. Oh, and he was black. Eric Holder was black. I shouldn't say white and black. Yeah. Oh, if only we had a black president in here. Oh, it would be different. It's not about race, creed, or color. Crap and goodness comes in all of them. I'm tired of the gender card. Oh, Loretta Lynch. Yeah, she was black too. Six banks convicted of felonies, and she's the attorney general and doesn't send one of them to jail. I'm tired of this thing of that different nationalities, creeds, and genders are superior or inferior to others. What a lot of baloney. They murder isn't... Look, the facts are there. But why deal with the facts? They're built... Here. along the lines, you can't make this stuff up. As I mentioned, the CIA creates a new mission center to turn up heat on Iran. This is from the Wall Street Journal. It's a couple of days ago. Central Intelligence Agency. What intelligence? What intelligence? Oh, I know the intelligence. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. That intelligence, huh? Has established a new organization focused exclusively on gathering and analyzing intelligence about Iran, reflecting the Trump administration's decision to make that country a higher priority target for American spies, according to U.S. official, you know what? Officials. Slimers. Official slimers. I can't use the word. It starts with an A and ends with a hole at the end of it. Can you imagine if this was reversed? Iran creates new mission center to turn up heat on United States. Can you imagine if that was the headline? No, but we could do anything. We're the exceptionals. You remember Obama calling us the exceptionals. Hey, how about that for narcissism, huh? Fits in perfect with Trump. He's just a reflection of the narcissistic nature of this country. Everybody knows that Trump's a narcissist. So is Obama, calling the United States exceptionals. If you're exceptional, then you're a narcissist. Again, the slimy New York Times front page story, choice of Ayatollah Mike signals hard line toward Iran. Ayatollah Mike. This guy named DeAndrea. His appointment to this new division. The CIA declined to comment on Mr. DeAndrea's role, saying it does not discuss the identities or work of clandestine officials. There's this new Ayatollah Mike. Could you imagine? Yeah, we got Mad Dog Mattis as our defense secretary, and now they bring in Ayatollah Mike to head this new CIA mission. You can't make this stuff up. Yes, you can. It's a reality show. These are the names you give the people in the reality shows. Ayatollah Mike, Mad Dog Mattis. Listen, if you want to know what's going on, if you want to see history before it happens, you have to look at this new Trends Journal. You can get a preview of it on our website, trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com. It's a nation divided, the divided states of America. They're going to take us to war. An internal war and an external war. If you want to call up, the number is 845-331-3500. If you can't afford the full price, which is only $99 a year, and that includes not only the Trends Journal, you're talking about 60 pages of full color content, no advertisements, not one. Plus trend alerts each week. Trends in the news broadcast each weekday night, the real news, the hard news, trend oriented. And it trends monthly. So your choice, of course. And you know, put your money where your mouth is if you believe in Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.us, OccupyPeace.us. You know, myself, Gary Null, all the other people that contributed to PRN, you know, this is, we don't get paid for this. We're putting out information, trying to turn things around, to start a new movement. Matter of fact, I talk about the new movement in the New Trends Journal. I call it progressive populists. Taking both. The populist movement that is really based upon the raping of the world so the richer could get fatter and richer and the transnationals could become bigger. So that's the populist movement against that raping of the world. And the progressive movement in terms of the environment, health, spiritual growth, bringing the human elements to levels of morality. It's Progressive Radio Network. So we're doing our best, and we can't do it without your support. It's not a one-way street. If you want it to be a one-way street, it'll go one way, down, just the way it's going. So Trends Journal, go to trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. Check out the new journal. You won't see anything like it. No magazine in the world mirrors it. Nothing comes close. Yep. What we're saying about Iran, you are not hearing from anybody else. Nowhere, no how, no way. This Iranian issue is big. Trump is causing so much hate, so much dislike around the world. We're even seeing tourism decline in the country. The travel consultant Fast Forward reported last week that air travel bookings for June through August in the U.S., they're down 3.5%. And they're going to go down in Europe as well. They're going to go down in England. They're going to go down in France as more terror strikes. This is for Syria, the guy says. And he hits the guy over there with a hammer. Hey, some clown... Some moron, maniac, what did he kill, five people in Orlando this week? Of disgruntled employee? But you hit somebody with a hammer after the United States kills over 400,000 people in Syria, along with France, the UK, and the NATO allies and the Saudi Arab League. 400,000 dead. Hey, that's nothing, man. Doesn't mean a thing. Don't hit a cat with a hammer, though, and yell out, this is for Syria, and all these guys come out. And I love it. Every time there's a terror strike, all the cops come out with all their military drag on and take to the streets. Oh, we're going to stop them from coming. Yeah. Yeah, like they did in the UK when they knew this guy, one of the guys that committed the last atrocity. They knew who the guy was. They couldn't stop it, right? The only thing that's going to stop this is peace. We didn't have this going on before the war on terror began. And I forecast that this was going to happen. I coined the term Crusades 2000 in 1993. You could go to our website, look up the top trends. December 2000, USA Today used to run my top trends for the new year. 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe, and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. Bam, 9/11 happens. Couldn't be cause all of the murder of Bill Clinton, could it? No. Hey, you like Yugoslavia. You go what? Gone, man. Bill Clinton was slaughtering Iraqis on a weekly basis. 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five dead because of the sanctions put on by slick, slimy Willie Clinton. Oh, I wish Hillary was there. She could have kept it going. You liberals would have loved that, huh? Yeah, because you were so sad that Al Gore lost. Al Gore. Al Gore! Piece of crap. You know this guy, John J. Hooker. Look him up. John J. Hooker. Great, great man. Passed away about a year or so ago from Tennessee. And he arranged the meeting for me and to meet John Connolly. And John Connolly, for those of you who don't know, the governor of Texas, was the fellow that was sitting in front of Kennedy. And he got the bullet in the back. Kemp bullet hit him in the Connolly in the back, through his lungs, through his hand, through his knee. And I met him in 1992. I have a photo in my office. Wrote about in the Trends Journal, the photo. Me, him, and his wife, Nellie, in front of the book depository. 1992, 2 weeks before the election. Clinton, Gore. Clinton against Bush and Perot. And, of course, Clinton would have never won if Perot didn't run. Perot got 19% of the vote. And it was Connolly and his wife's first time back since the assassination. Anyway, John J. Hooker put that meeting together. And so before I flew to Dallas, I went down to meet Hooker in Nashville. Had a penthouse overlooking Nashville, all pictures of him and the Kennedys at Kenny Bunk, where they hang out. I forgot. It's in Massachusetts. I said Kenny Bunkport, that's Maine. That was where the Bushes were. Anyway, at the Kennedys and with Kennedy, with Hubert Humphrey, with... He's with everybody, pictures of him with everybody. And Hooker, by the way, that's how they got the name for the campfire girls that they brought around during the Civil War, the camp girls. And so that's where they got the name Hooker from, according, it was his great-great-great-great-grandfather or something. Anyway, Hooker was against campaign financing, very much against it. So I go down to meet him in Nashville, and he's driving me around, showing me where everybody lives. And remember, this is 2 weeks before the 92 election. And I asked him about, he said, well, that's where Al Gore lives. And, of course, Hooker knew the father. Gore's father was a senator. It's another thing. You think Gore would be anything? It's like a Trump, born on third base, thought he hit a home run. Disgusting human being. Gave us all these carbon taxes. Yeah, so they can make money off them, rather than say, no, you can't pollute. Oh, yeah, you could pollute if you sell your pollution numbers to somebody else. And how the liberals bought that line. Anyway, so I said, do you know Al Gore? I said, what's he like? And I'll never forget with his... And John J. Hooker was right out of central casting, man. He had his seersucker suit on. He goes, Al Gore, he said, an arrogant boy. And that's what we got, an arrogant boy. So, I wonder why they hate us. I wonder why there's terrorism. Can't figure it out. I think we need to put together a blue ribbon committee to find out. Why do they hate us? Couldn't be because of all the wars. No. U.S. airstrikes target pro-Assad forces in South Syria. Yep. For the second time in less than a month, U.S. warplanes had carried out an attack on pro-government forces in Syria. Could you attacking Shia militia? Okay, Shia militia, you get it? Iran. What is the United States doing in Syria? Syria is no threat to America, except to Topeka, Kansas, I think. Maybe Joplin, Missouri. What is the United States doing there? Provoking war. This is against the Constitution. And that, by the way, is one of the key elements of OccupyPeace.us, because it's only about us. Congress has not voted to go to war. This is against every principle of the Constitution. What right does the United States have to target pro-Assad forces? We're invading a sovereign nation who's done nothing to us. Oh, and when you get rid of those Assad, who are you going to put in? The same thing Obama put in after he destroyed Libya? Look how lovely Libya is. Why, this summer I think I'll vacation in Tripoli. A hellhole he turned it into. You know why he turned it into hell? Because that's who he is. He's as rotten as Satan for his murderous activities of slaughtering thousands of innocent people. Along with Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice, if only a woman was in charge. Disgusting. More war on the horizon. If we don't occupy peace, surely we will occupy war. Enough is enough, May yells out, the Prime Minister of the UK. What do you mean enough is enough? Oh, we're going to stop it. We're going to increase security. Increase security, man. You can't walk anywhere in London or the whole area without a surveillance camera on you. You knew who this guy was. You're not going to stop it. The only thing that's going to stop it is peace. But you're too arrogant, ignorant, and mentally deranged to understand that. Of course you are. You're a prime minister. Prime piece of crap. Like the presidents and chancellors around the world. Look at the great job we're doing in Afghanistan. Deadly bombing in Kabul is one of the Afghans' worst. Kabul bombed, so's carnage. And how did they respond? More troops. Kabul bomb heaps pressure on U.S. for more troops. More troops, more troops. Da, 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 da. Oh, yes, salute, yeah, I salute to you. I got one for you. Stay home, mind your own damn business. Hey, you stuck on the F train? Amtrak ain't running. Metro North? How about Metro Nothing? U.S. begins arming Syrian Kurds. One after another. Yeah, I just read to you By the way, what I read to you, you won't find in the toilet paper a record about U.S. airstrikes target pro-Assad forces. Not today, maybe later. But all we have to do is go back to May 19th. U.S. planes hit pro-Assad military convoy in Syria. Yep. After it ignored warnings. Could you imagine? The arrogance. We have the perfect president for the exceptional country. A narcissist. Obama was a narcissist, too. Just put on a better act than the freak that we got now. And I made this very clear. You've heard it on PRN throughout the election. None of these people represent me. They do not represent my values, any of the candidates. None, zero, nada. Ron Paul would, not Rand, but Ron Paul would be the only person I would have voted for along with Ralph Nader. Other than that, do what you want. You know my motto, think for yourself. Okay, whatever you want to do. It's a freak show. If you don't believe it's a freak show, just look at the faces of the people that we call our legislators and presidents. A freak show? You start with Trump. Hey, I wish we had Pence in. Hell yeah, let's get rid of Trump. Then we could have Pence. Yeah, Pence, worth a penny. Well, maybe we should put Nancy Pelosi in. She's looking fine, man. How about Lindsey? When are you going to come out of the closet, Graham? Boy, I wish he was president. No, John Insane McCain. Little poorly Munster Ryan. B.S. Bernie Sanders. A freak show. It's all it is. It's a freak show. Nobody wants to call it what it is. It's on the market fronts. You know, we're calling for a market correction. It could happen any day. Dow's still at all-time highs, as the NASDAQ. Gold has been performing pretty well, just under $1,300 an ounce. As is Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, because... Well, Bitcoin, you know, the big one there is that Japan has made it just about a legal tender. But again, it could change any day, any time. And by the way, also, China had cracked down on Bitcoin transactions. Now they've loosened them up as well. So, alternative to cash, alternative to euros, to dollars, to yuan, to rubles, to reals. And talking about real, what's going down there in Brazil, Ben? That stock market's tanked. And in the Trends Journal, again, trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com, or trendsjournal.com. And... we do a globalnomic overview of what's going on in the world, from Yemen to Somalia to Ukraine to Argentina to Brazil, Venezuela, on and on and on. So if you want an overview of what's going on, what to expect, how to avoid the dangers and seize the opportunities, it's all in your new Trends Journal. And if you want to call, the number is 845-331-3500. And over in Europe, markets are down a little bit. Asia, they're mixed. So everything is on hold. And The reality is everything is on fragile hold. A terrorist strike false flag or real, or a wild card played by Trump, and there's no wilder card than the Trump card, could change the market conditions in a flash. Choice of Ayatollah Mike signals Trump's hard line toward Iran. Former agency officials said, Mr. DeAndrea's new job, overseeing Iran operations, was better suited to his talents. Quote, a lot of people I know were scared of him and thought he was reckless. But he really wasn't, Mr. Ettinger said. He was very precise and held people to very high standards. Hey, if Mr. Ettinger said that, then let's eat this too. Ettinger. Mr. DeAndrea, the director, has found a workplace to be his Iran sentinel. Mr. DeAndrea grew up in Northern Virginia in a family whose ties to the CIA span two generations. Isn't that great? More CIA. I say do away with the CIA. Should have been done away with after World War II. What has it brought us? What has it done for us? Again, all this spying, and there's no greater spy network than the one in the UK, has done nothing. Nothing. To prevent the terror strikes that have happened. And they're minuscule compared to the mass murder committed by the United Kingdom, the United States, France, and NATO, and the Arab League. Oh, one guy with a hammer, somebody with a car. Yeah, but bombs away doesn't make the news. U.S. airstrikes target pro-Assad forces, killing innocent people. U.S.-backed Kurds announced start of rock invasion. U.S.-backed Kurds. How about U.S.-backed fixing the damn railroads? Our education system stinks in this country. We shouldn't pay a penny in school taxes, because if we had 1 ounce of a sensible education system, we would not be in the trouble we are now. We'd be at a much higher level of civilization. Here we go. Mosul video, Iraqi forces fired white phosphorus. Yeah. Brought to you by the military-industrial complex. Again, these are multiple videos. You can go to antiwar.com. You can see them for yourself. Bombs away, slaughtering innocent people. But this doesn't make the front page of the toilet paper or record. Ooh. The propaganda sheets of America. And by the way, there is in this Trends Journal, boy, our CEO, Derek Osinenko, who was the former editor-in-chief of Gannett News Services. He breaks down the news media for you in a way that you won't see anywhere else. No, not in this Trends Journal. We do a Globalnomic mid-year report and a trend-tracking lesson on prostitutes. He nails it, boy. This is some issue. The economic landmines that are ahead in this economic disorder. He also does a great piece on fake news, because how about fake advertising? You're wasting your money? Yeah. Just take a look and you'll decide if you're advertising online. one after another. Great story in here from retired broadcaster from Australian Broadcasting Corporation. On the elderly. One piece of information after another. High tech to low tech. To whole health healing. To globalnomics. In war and geopolitics and economics. And socioeconomics. Oh boy. One on Alzheimer's. Dash Tope's New Directions, Reefer Madness, Cannabis Nation, Hemp, ready to emerge as a major industry. Great piece on the environment, the anti-plastic trend. Controlling robots with your minds, pulling water out of thin air, genetically engineered robots. On water. On and on and on. No other magazine like it anywhere in the world. 845-331-3500. So while I talk a lot about geopolitics and economics, there's a lot more. And this is history before it happens that you won't get anywhere else. So thank you very much for tuning in. The trends this week. Remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And I am irate. I'm one of those irate minority. Please support Occupy Peace. Do what you can to bring peace. OccupyPeace.us, support PRN. And thank you for tuning in. See you next week. C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non ha bisciolo, io te viene sempre a baccalare dal mare bene. Ci picchia quando si è baccalata, picchia mia. Mamma dear, come over here and see who's looking in my way.